Hey, what's up? This is Martha D. Staub, owner of MDMC Entertainment, and I am here at MDMC headquarters. And yeah, here we are, season 4, episode 3. And today we're talking about when to stop trading time for money. Now, this one was really hard for me because I was helping out a lot of people, and I just know that I wanted to be able to, you know, kind of go into this entrepreneurial world, but also like make some money from doing it. And so one of the things that really kind of forced me into, you know what, just stop blowing your money on this, like stop blowing your time. Because the one thing that I've learned is that, you know, you don't get time back. Time is so, so valuable. And if you're wasting someone's time, they're never gonna get it back. Now, money, we can always get it back at some point or another. But, you know, I feel like having to put your foot down and be like, all right, now is the time where I'm gonna be charging you for this. And so, yeah, I think definitely when I started out, and, you know, now granted, I was just trying to get any job I could. I was just trying to get any foot in the door that I could, working in entertainment or working with certain actors or whatever the case may be. I was like, you know, they really wanted to like work with me, but they were like, they're really short on funds. And I was like, look, you know, just would you be willing to let me work on this project for free? And then like maybe in return, I can get like, you know, like a credit or like, you know, maybe, you know, I show up at the credits at the end of this movie and I'm on IMDb, or, you know, at least trade something. And they were like, hell yeah, that's great. Let's do it. Let's do that. And so that's kind of how I got my foot in the door, because one, I was so brand new to this. And granted, when you're brand new to your trade, I mean, I knew what I was doing. I was a marketer. I was working full time for another company. But when you are going off, and like I started at AMC, I was like, we need to start getting these jobs. And then once we get a couple of these jobs and we do really well, then we can start leaping off and then maybe find something that will pay us. And that was the plan. You know, I had to really just look at it as a networking opportunity, an opportunity to work on a project. Like, I did all of these things to be able to add to my resume so that I can sell it to somebody else. And so I think finally when, I finally decided to bring MDMC full time, full circle, there were some clients I was still doing stuff for free, that, you know, I had to have a conversation with them. I'm like, hey, you know, thank you so much for nurturing me all these years. I don't have a job. I'm taking this full time. I still would like to work with you. Is there any way that we can maybe come up with a price that would work well? And they were like, yeah, sure. Some people were like, hell yeah. And some people were like, eh, we still don't have the money for that. Would you still be willing to do this? And I'm like, eh, you know, depending on that workload that you have daily, can you support something that's not paying you? Eh, not so much. The last time, and this is where I messed up, I consulted for actually two times. I just consulted for free. Here's the thing. The first time I was doing a friend a favor and said, hey, I have these guys that need help with social media marketing, all this stuff. And I was like, okay. And so I'm like, what do you need from me? And they're like, well, you know, they need to talk to you and really kind of figure out where they're going and where they're headed. I was like, not a problem. I can just consult. If they want to hire me, they can. So I ended up getting on a meeting with these guys. I did a meeting. I told them what they needed to do. They kind of didn't listen. They were just like, well, we want to do this and this. I'm like, okay, I get that. Like, I saw the finish line. That's where they were focusing on. And I'm like, all right, guys, we need you to hone it back a couple miles to present day, because present day, no one knows who you are. Yes, we would all love to live in the finish line area. Like, I live in the finish line in my head a lot. And I think the reason I live in it is because I'm trying to manifest it to happen. But I also remember every day, hey, you need to get there. We're over here. And so this is the same thing I was doing with these guys. I'm like, you need to, like, we need to put in the work to get there. So let's start here. Here are the principles. And so I consulted there, blah, blah, blah. Called it a day. They're like, they hit me back up. They're like, well, we need another meeting. And I was like, for what? Oh, to go over this. And I was like, okay. So again, my time, I was like, all right, I have to make this. This has to be a 45-minute thing. It can't be any higher than that because I have to get to the next job. And I think some of my clients, I don't think they understand I have multiple clients, because I have one who calls me all the time. Hey, can you fix this? Hey, can you fix that? I'm like, meeting. And then it takes me, like, that meeting lasts 2 hours. Hey, how come you haven't fixed this yet? I'm like, I was just in my meeting. I haven't left it yet. And sometimes you have to, like, set those boundaries with some of your clients. Like, I'm in a meeting. I'm here until noon. I will be able to fix it, you know, so you have to be very precise with some people. And so with these guys, I had to come back in and do another meeting, and I'm over here consulting, and I'm like, we already talked about this. You guys execute, you know, execute your plan now. And they just kept bugging me. And I was like, all right. I'm like, okay. And I finally told them, I think after the third call, because I started to see this was a reoccurring thing. And I was like, look, guys, you know, you guys have such great ideas. You guys have, you know, this and that. I said, how about this? I can get you a really good price. And I can do all this for you. And then we can, you know, get it going. And they were like, ooh, okay. And then I never heard from them again. So I have had to put my foot down recently, which is one of the reasons why I have 1 hour consultation. Like, I now, if you are in the middle of trying to build your business and you have questions, if you, you know, want my time, like, you gotta pay for the 1 hour consult with me. You know, there's a lot of people that will say, well, Martha, your prices are a little too high. I can't afford you. That's fine. Do a 1 hour consultation with me. It's $100. You and I can talk for 60 minutes about anything you want to talk about, and you can pick my brain for that much time. You can share your screen with me. I can give you everything you want in an hour, and that's it. After that 1 hour is done, we're gone. And I've had to really start doing that because I have people infiltrating my Instagram. Hey, how do I do this? Hey, how do I do that? I'm like, dude, you need to pay for the consultation. I don't know how many people, and I think this is another reason why I started doing this. I have helped so many business owners with so many of their marketing problems, their operation problems, their sales problems. I have orchestrated and not infiltrated, but, you know, I have been part of a lot of really cool ways where we have facilitated successful things to happen because maybe we've introduced someone to somebody else who needs that help. They thrive, yet MDMC got zero credit. I'm like, yo, hello, we helped with that. Nothing. They're like, ah, but they did the work. I'm like, yeah, because I told you they could do it. If I hadn't told you, you wouldn't be where you are. And they're like, oh, that's true. And then I hear nothing again. So, like, I have come to the point now where I know I'm good at what I do. And there will be a point where you know you're good at what you do. You can't give it away for free. And you sometimes have to put that border on there. And I think another really good example is one of my longest clients. I won't say who they are because you guys probably know who they are. But, you know, I have over the years I have basically nearly funded this person with various different things. And, you know, because we've been together so long and we've worked together for so long, you know, I had to have that conversation recently. I'm like, all right, you know, because I know we had a business meeting and said, we need to do X, Y, and Z. And I said, okay, how are we paying for it? And that look of blankness came across their face. And I said, how are we paying for it? And they said, well, you pay for it and then I will pay it back little by little. I was like, no, we're not doing that. I'm like, we are definitely not doing that. And here's the thing. Or they said, I got you. You know, just send me over the invoice. No, I'm still waiting on stuff to be paid off. And it's a conversation I had to have. I had to have a very, you know, rough conversation. I was in Mexico. I had finally decided to take my mom and my family out to vacation. And we went out and we had the best time. But I kid you not, the second I landed and I am in the taxi headed to the hotel, I have a client calling me and saying, hey, I need these things ordered. And I said, okay, give me a card that we can use to place the order. And they're like, well, I can't pay for it. And I'm like, no, if you can't pay for it, then you can't buy it. That's just the way the world works. And they were like, can you front it and I'll pay you back? And I'm like, no. I just landed in Mexico. You're asking for a big ticket item. I'm literally on vacation. I really shouldn't even be taking this phone call right now. No, we are done doing that. We are done doing that. And, you know, and especially in this case, this person has a couple of invoices that are stacked up. Like, I've had to put a stop to that. Because I have been so giving for this entire time. Because one, I was grateful for the opportunity. Two, they've been around for a really long time. And three, I just felt like shit charging them because I was just so wrapped up in this thought. But now as a business, as a person who now has to account for everything I spend and every piece of income that comes in, well, now I have to account for all of it because now it's a business. Now I have to report this to my tax person and be like, you know, and then I have outstanding invoices that are in from last year that I haven't been paid. And I'm just like, now I have to report to somebody else about it. And the problem is that as a business owner, you just can't be playing like that anymore. And so I've stopped. I was like, nope, you know, you have X, Y, and Z, you need to pay for your shit now. And they now understand that's the case. They don't like it, but I do a really good job for them. So they're really not in the space to take care of the things that they need to take care of, but they don't also want to let me go either. So it's a very weird situation. And I think in some cases you have to put your foot down and be like, look, I am now a business. I now report these things to the IRS. Like, I can't be messing around with this. Like that, and also your time is important. I think when you have, like, and I always have this, and you know, and here's the thing. I am all for giving advice. I will give you advice left and right. But when you sit here and you're DMing me for a straight hour, I'm going to invoice you. Like, you can't do that because that's an hour of time that I don't answer back when it becomes too much, you know. I don't get my time back anymore. But literally, I think the best way to look at it is if you have a stack of work that's for people that are paying and you have someone over here that has maybe this much work that they want for free. Yeah, I got these people paying. You're not. And I've had to do that because someone else at the time when I was just starting off reached out to me and says, hey, I need a logo. Hey, I need this, I need that. And then they get what they want. And then they think they're in the clear. And I'm like, no, here's your invoice. Like, this is what I charge for this. Oh, I thought it was free. Why would you think it was free? No. And, you know, like, and sometimes when I get to that point, I've come to that point where I'm 100% clear. When someone says, hey, I would like to get this done, and I need this, and I need this, and I need this. And I said, okay, well, typically I charge this much for this. Is that something that you can, is that something you're okay with? And they're like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean no? And they're like, well, that's a little steep. And I'm like, all right, let's negotiate. You know, maybe don't do all this, and maybe I can do this part for you. And they're like, well, and I'm like, And so when they start playing that, I'm like, nope, we're not doing that. And so we don't play that game anymore. It's either you pay for the time and the energy and the skill that goes behind it, or you don't. You know, that's the thing, is like, we have gotten so accustomed to people just taking what they want and not putting in that effort of paying for services. No, we don't do that no more. And there's a really good post I made a long time ago. Here we go. Let me see if I can actually share this with you guys, because I think it's a great post. I need to reshare this because it's a good one. Share screen, and then we'll do Facebook. Here we go. So this post was actually, I posted this May 20th of 21. How to politely say, sorry, I'm not doing that for free. Now, here's the thing, guys. I know a lot of you will probably have this situation occur. So here's a great way to, and I'm going to save this for, you know, we'll recycle it because it's such a good post. This one actually did really well on Instagram. But I'm not going to go all the way back to 21 to look for it. But anyway, so here's the first thing you can say. Thanks so much for considering me. Please see here for a link to the services and the price packages that I offer. Let me know if you have any questions. Now, I don't provide a link. Now, in some cases, for some people, you guys that are in the service industry, you guys probably have a set flat rate of, you know, what a certain service costs or whatever. So you already have that already in your network. In my case, I started off with that idea. I was like, all right, a package, like if you want like the ultimate package, like $1,000 a month, which is no longer $1,000 a month. I think my cheapest package was like $250. Like it's crazy how I used to charge. I don't charge that way anymore. My prices have now doubled, but it's insane. So if you have a set price and you're okay with setting a price for a specific service, you can send people the link to do that. Okay. Number two, and I use this quite a bit. Two, this sounds like a great opportunity. Thank you for thinking of me. Are you able to confirm that this is a paid opportunity? So sometimes if people are texting or whatever, I don't say paid opportunity anymore. I think I used to say this back in the day. Now I just cut to the chase because I'm not playing around anymore. I'm like, okay, I usually charge X, Y, and Z for this service. Is that something that you would be okay with? That's usually what I say now. But back in 21, I was not that ballsy. All right, number three. I appreciate you thinking of me for this opportunity. Unfortunately, I'm unable to take on any unpaid projects at the moment, but I will circle back if that changes. Now, you could definitely use that. That's fantastic. And, you know, you can usually tell in a conversation if you don't, like, money is such a hard thing to talk about. It's so taboo for whatever reason. And people get intimidated talking about, you know, price and stuff. Like, number one, know your fucking worth. Know your worth. You know how much time something ends up costing you or how much time it takes you to do something. Number two, you also are using software that is coming out of your pocket. If there's a way that you can factor in the cost of using that specific service or that specific software, incorporate it into your cost. And when the client asks for a breakdown, be like, look, all right, here's how much this, you know, and I do this in my proposals. I'm like, it costs this much to run Facebook and Instagram ads. It costs this much to create your content. It costs this much to schedule it. This is what we use. And then I'm also adding in a services fee or a software fee. And then I've broken it up in between how much the software fee is. Like, let's say, let's pull out some math real quick. The math has to be math in here, okay? All right, so let's say Buffer cost me $200, okay? Now I have, I have five clients, okay? Let's just say I have five. Yeah, let's just say five. So I have $200 worth of costs that this costs me monthly. And I have five clients. So I'm gonna do 200 divided by five. So now that comes out to $40. So now my software services fee is $40. And they're gonna be like, well, wait, what does that mean? And I'm like, okay, well, Buffer allows me to put in all of your social media in here. And I'm dividing that cost between how many slots I have for you and how much that costs. Because if I have to put in more social media slots in, my price goes up. So you are also paying the software fee. People are like, oh, okay, cool. Some people won't even, they're like, whatever it costs you, just get it done. Other people are precise and they'll ask that. I'm like, look, you know, you're sharing this with a couple of other clients as well. You know, that's pretty much a set price for everybody. And they're like, cool. So make sure that when you, this is what I mean about knowing your worth and knowing your software and your costs and your fees and everything that you're throwing into your business. Because at the end of the day, it is your bill. Your clients are supposed to be paying your bills, not you. Because where are you going to pay that bill from? Nowhere. You'll probably let your bank account go under. Anyway, number four, thank you for reaching out. I typically charge a flat fee for this kind of advice. So I'm unable to answer this via DMs, but I'll drop a link below where you can book a consultation with me. I do this now. I had to. And it, you know, people be like, oh my God, Martha, you're charging, you know, and I know that Facts of Life founder Alex even said this. He's like, oh, you're going to charge me $100. I was like, shut up, dude. Like, first of all, you know, cause he's a partner. He's on my wall. Because he's an affiliate partner and stuff like that. Like, we work together. We're in this, we see the finish line together. Like, we're all working towards that. When you become an affiliate partner like that, like, I'm not going to charge you $100. But if you are hitting up my DMs at, I forgot what time that guy hit me at, like midnight, asking me about fees and, you know, filing fees and a business and like, no, you schedule the consultation. I'll even show you what my consultation page looks like. It came to a point where, you know, I can rattle off so many ideas that just have left me to do this. Let's see, slides. No, not slides, let's do share screen. Let's do not Facebook. Okay, here we go. So here's what my consultation page looks like. I now offer consultations. Yeah, not ready to hire us, but you have a question, schedule a consultation. So people can put in, you know, how many hours they want, 1, 2, 3, and then they can add it to the cart. Product not available. Oh, something's wrong on my website. But anyway, make sure your website works. It was working. I'm pretty sure. I'm surprised no one set me up. They're like, hey, the thing doesn't work. But I don't think people have really been flocking to this, because as soon as you start putting a price on something that you would think is free, people will be like, I'm good. And it was so nice. I had someone call me and say, hey, they were like, hey, I'm about to do something and you do this a lot and I really would like your advice. And I was like, okay. I got on the call with this guy, and he's a customer, believe it or not. And he was telling me what he was trying to do. And he said, look, you know, I understand you pay, you know, you charge for a consultation. I'm willing to pay you. And I'm like, first of all, stop. Like, one, you're a customer. Okay. You've already, no, we're not doing that. Like, I will gladly give you any advice I can give you. But there have been situations where we have literally created opportunities for people by facilitating or introducing people to certain people that can complete those services for those people. And then when they thrive, MDMC gets no credit. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad that worked out for you. I'm glad I was there to help you with that. And they're like, oh yeah, thanks. And then they, you know, cause I'm really good at making people feel uncomfortable. And I will let it be known. I should have gotten some credit for that. And so, yeah. It's funny. It's not funny, but it is funny. But nonetheless, it irks the fuck out of me that, you know, we have come to a certain point in our businesses. We're thriving. We're doing great. And people just expect stuff for free. And that's just not you. One, you should never expect anything for free. You should always be ready to pay. For example, when I used to go out on the Comic-Con scene, I used to work with another agent who used to send me all over the world to travel with her talent, to go to these Comic-Cons and to make sure that they attended, got paid, and they had a great experience, grabbed some social media content, and went on about our way. That's what I used to get paid to do, and I used to get paid. Now, here's the cool part about that. I was a content creator. I was a professional babysitter and all these things. Now, my agreement with that agent, she was like, well, I don't have cash. And I was like, how are we doing this? And she says, I will pay you in plane tickets and hotels. Done. I will take that payment any day of the week. You mean to tell me I'm going to travel with celebrity talent for free? And you're paying for my flight, and I get to stay in a hotel room where I'm not sharing with somebody else. Hell yes, I will do it. And I did. And that's a big part of how MDMC got off the ground. You know, and there are certain cases where you have to have these conversations and say, hey, you know, maybe we barter, maybe we do this, maybe we do that. You know, and or maybe you come up with this. This thing right here, how to politely say you're not going to do shit for free. That's where we come back to. Know your worth. I know people, and I know people have probably talked shit about me like, oh, Martha won't do that no more. She charges. Always expect to pay. And even when I had celebrity talent that I would go with, or I would get autographs from, whatever the case was. And if I wanted, you know, like I was working the show. And I wanted to do, and I saw there was a celebrity there, and, you know, we dine together, we do, you know, all these things together, they get to know me, and I usually ask, or I got in the habit of asking towards the end of the show, because the beginning of the show, it's just pandemonium crazy, you got fans, you're handling, you're making sure the talent's okay, make sure they need a break, getting them to the panels, like it's really professional babysitting. So I would usually wait for the end of the show, and I'd be like, I'd bring out, if I brought a Funko Pop, or if I brought something for me, or I wanted to print, I'm like, hey, oh my God, here. I would really like an autograph. I really loved you here. And they're like, oh, that's so sweet. And I'm like, I'll pick that one. And then I just pull out my money and I'm like, all right, how much? And I'll hold it out to them. They're like, no. And I'm like, why not? And they're like, you've been helping us throughout this entire time. We're good. We're Gucci. Like, are you sure? Because this is how you make your money. I know how this works. And they're like, you're good. And so that's why for the Authentics, I have to time travel backwards and be like, oh, we can't sell that. So-and-so gave that to me for free. And so that goes into the private collection, which is why I'm so desperately trying to get my inventory so I can show you guys my cool stuff that's in my own private collection. But nonetheless, always expect to pay, especially if you know someone who's in a service that can help you. You always expect to pay. You know, nothing in this world is free, especially for someone who's been actively working and they're their own boss and stuff. Like, always expect to pay. One of the really sweet things about our customer who called me and asked for advice, you know, the phone call wasn't too long. Like, you know, and he was like, I know you charge for this. Are you okay with, you know, I could pay value. I was like, no, dude, like, no. And this guy has paid, I think, well over $1,000 worth of merch and pops and stuff. I was like, you're good. Like, no. And it's really for, and especially if you're watching this or you're listening to this, and you know there are people that are very good at what they do, and you want to take, you know, don't take advantage of people. You know, don't sit there in the DMs and be like, hey, how much is this? How much is that? No, don't do that. Please. I'm about to block somebody right now. Like, it's gotten to the point where I've been doing this for months. Like, and the only reason I haven't is because this person has come to the MMC booth and has, you know, purchased some stuff. And so that's why I'm like, if you want a detailed business plan from me that's going to take well more than an hour, then yes, you need a higher consultation. But here and then, he'll throw in some questions here and there. I'll answer them very briefly. I won't even go into detail. And I'm like, if you want more details, hit up the consultation, because I'm not doing this. And you just got to know your worth, and you got to know how much your time is worth. At the end of the day, that is really what it comes to. Yeah. That's when you stop trading time for money. And if you can't pay in money, find a way to barter. I mean, a lot of business owners barter. Like, I know, as an example, well, actually, that's probably a good example. Well, yeah, this is a great example. I need help with certain aspects of my business, and I am performing services for someone who can do that service for me. And instead of them paying me, I'd be like, hey, you know what? The business really needs this. And I've kind of figured how much this costs and how much your service costs. Is it cool if we just like barter? I do this for and you do that. And then when you're done with that, we'll go back to cash. And they're like, sure, no problem. Let's do that. And, you know, but the thing is, you have to have that open conversation of, hey, I'm going to do this for you. You can do that. Or, you know, like, money is such a weird, weird thing to get weird about. Does any of that make sense? It's weird. Okay. And I get it. And it's so, it feels taboo. It feels funny asking about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to do it. You have to have that conversation. And as you can see, I'm doing a reel right now. But you have to have that conversation, because then how will you know that this is worth your time and your money? You wouldn't know. Anyway, thanks for being part of the reel. You need to have the conversations. Be open, be positive. And if you don't know what to say, I'm going to post that. Of how to politely say, I'm not going to do this for free. And I remember so many people came out and said, thank you for posting this. Now that I remember, May of 21. I'll go back to the time machine and look for that post. But I remember that post specifically got like well over 100 likes on Instagram, because a lot of entrepreneurs are facing the same problem. A lot of people that own a business face this problem. And so, yeah. Don't waste your time on it. Really, really consider it, look into it, and really kind of set those boundaries. Because if you don't set the boundaries, people will run over you until the end of time. And, you know, would you rather have a bunch of paid invoices or be taken advantage of? I think that's the same. But nonetheless, it's important to set the boundaries. It's important to have those conversations and to always take care of the clients that are paying you first. Don't let those clients suffer because your friend wants something for free. That's not your friend if they're doing that. So Anyway, I hope I got to the point on this one. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode. What's the next episode? Ooh, you don't want to miss the next episode. Next episode is how to grow your social media following on all your platforms. That's going to be an in-depth episode. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope this helps. And I'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share this video. For the love of God, we need more subscribers. So if you guys can subscribe to our channel, that'd be great. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest. We are everywhere. And I'll see you next week. Next week's episode.